somebody who can take it like a man, steady and strong, not a lot of fuss and carrying on, true to a promise I can write in stone. Take it like a man, knows about love and every little thing that a girl dreams of, someone wise enough to understand. If you want this woman's heart, take it like a man.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott has won at Talladega.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready, ringing.
From Martinsville Speedway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Under cloudless skies and a temperature of 62 degrees, it's a perfect Sunday afternoon to go NASCAR Cup Series short track racing. Hello, everybody. Motor Racing Network is live and on the air at one of NASCAR's charter racetracks, the Martinsville Speedway in southwestern Virginia. Mike Bagley here with the entire MRN crew, ready to bring you flag-to-flag coverage of the Cookout 400. There are so many descriptors that have been attached to this racetrack. The paperclip, the half mile of mayhem, all of them apply. But it's extremely difficult to process and describe how a driver's physical abilities, mental toughness, and patience will be tested today over the course of 400 laps. Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden will be anchoring today's coverage. Gentlemen, welcome in. Jeff, it's our third short track race in the last 4 weeks. We've been to Bristol. We've been to Richmond. Now we race at Martinsville. Obviously, today's challenge, none like and unlike the other two of the last 3 weeks.
Boy, you're sure right about that. Good afternoon, Mike. Let's start right there with Bristol Prior, Richmond Prior. They have a common theme. Denny Hamlin won Bristol. Denny Hamlin won Richmond. Here we are at Martinsville, where he is so good. Should we just go ahead and take the clock, the grandfather clock, and just take it right to straight to Denny?
Conventional wisdom says yes, but realistically, no. Reason being is this is 400 laps. Mike just kind of laid it out. It's the half mile of mayhem. You've got to survive here. You got to keep your fenders on your race car, and more importantly, you have to keep your temper in check. You're going to be racing around other cars for the better part of the entire race. Outside of start of the race and restarts, you're going to be in traffic. You're going to be in lap traffic, and you're going to be racing hard to try to get by the competitor in front of you. And more importantly, you're going to have to play defense because somebody's going to be beating on your back bumper. No way would I go ahead and etch anybody's name on the plate on a grandfather clock.
I will agree with you right there, and I like what you said. Today's going to be about picking your battles, when to be aggressive, and when to live and fight another day. You talked about tempers. You talked about keeping the fenders on the car. This is a place that's a tough balance.
It really is, and the driver needs somebody. Even the veteran drivers out there. We saw Martin Truex Jr. last week at the end of the race at Richmond Raceway kind of lose his temper just a bit. They need somebody, whether you're young, a veteran driver, in their ear, a crew chief, a car owner, a spotter, to calm them down, whether it's lap 10, 100, 300, or even right at the end of the race at lap 400, because you're going to get yourself kind of riled up a time or two, and your temper's going to get short out there. That is part of the fun of racing at Martinsville Speedway.
37 race teams are ready to go, Mike, and you said it at the top of the broadcast. Blue sky, sunshine, temperatures mid-60s here. It is time to go short track racing at Martinsville.
And I love how you just said that. Short track racing at Martinsville. We can't wait to get going here this afternoon. Gentlemen, go grab a couple of hot dogs, and we'll check in with you in a few moments. Time to check a little NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
Friday night, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series got the racing weekend underway with the Long John Silver's 200. Christian Eckes flexed his way to a sweep, winning both stages and getting his second win of the season, and that was after driving through the field on fresher tires at the end.
Man, what a dominant truck. I didn't really know if we'd still have a chance to win or not. You know, coming from the back, we made our bed, so we had to stay out. And man, I'm just so proud of these guys. It's a privilege to drive these race trucks, and couldn't be happier for sure.
Christian led 67% of the race. That's 133 of the 200 laps. Ty Majeski, Chase Purdy, Nick Sanchez, and Tyler Ankrum were the top five finishers. Last night, it was the Dude Wipes 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. It was also the first race in the NASCAR Xfinity Series Dash for Cash bonus program. Eric Almirola powered through to win both.
Everybody just automatically assumes you're going to win. You know, just all the experience in Cup and going to Xfinity, everybody instantly is like, oh, Cup veteran, going to get in the best race cars in the garage, and he's going to win. And that's a lot of pressure. And so just really thankful to be able to do that and to kind of get that check mark, and be able to do that and to do it of all places, to do it here at Martinsville, a place that I absolutely love.
Sam Mayer, Chandler Smith, Carson Quapo in his series debut, and Justin Allgaier were the rest of the top five finishers. And later this afternoon, the Whelen Modified Tour will run the Icebreaker 150 at Thompson Speedway in Connecticut. Last week's Richmond winner, Justin Bonsignor, going for a record-breaking 14th Thompson win, a win that would also tie Justin with Ted Christopher for third on the all-time modified wins list. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, we'll sit down with a driver that's starting to make some noise in the Cup Series, and that driver starts third today. Chris Wilner will go one-on-one with Chase Elliott. We'll get the progressive keys to winning from a couple of Martinsville winners in the past. We'll also visit with Todd Gordon and get a crew chief's perspective for today's 400-miler, and we'll get the driver's thoughts before they climb aboard their race cars in advance of the Cookout 400 at Martinsville.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Today's Cookout 400, 400 laps, 210.4 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 80 and 180. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
From the half mile of mayhem, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
White flag in the air for Chase Elliott, trying to race for a championship.
Elliott is on his way. He doesn't have to pass another car. Watching Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones, Martin Truex. Here comes Jones to the inside off four.
Chase Elliott will race for a championship next week. Who will join him as Elliott wins here in the Xfinity 500? Chase Elliott has won.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded. November 1st, 2020, Chase Elliott's first and only win here at the Martinsville Speedway. But even though there's only one win, he runs this place extremely well. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. Time to sit down with a 28-year-old from Dawsonville, Georgia. Chase Elliott comes into today's Cookout 400 without a checkered flag to his credit in the last 41 races. But good news for Elliott fans, this team is starting to get the ball rolling. Here's Chris Wilner.
Chase, when we talk about Martinsville Speedway, we know the history, obviously, with Hendrick Motorsports, but how special is this year with it being the 40th anniversary of Hendrick Motorsports going there and knowing all that surrounds the history of this team at that track?
Just a special place, and as I've learned more about the 40th and just everything that all the history that has happened, here at HMS is how close they were to shutting the doors. I mean, I think Rick was pretty seriously over it and tired of losing and tired of spending money, and things weren't going really good. So I'm glad Bodine won for our sake, for my sake, and everybody else's here. So, just that part of the story, I just don't think people realize, how seriously close this was to not being a place and not being a thing.
Here we are 40 years later, and your name is a part of that legacy at Martinsville with your win in 2020. How special was that day, and how confident are you coming back that there could be another one?
Yeah, I'm always looking forward to going up there. Certainly had a good run at it there in 20. Just everything that win brought with it, having a shot to go win a championship, it was a big swing of emotion of being kind of on the outside looking in to winning that race and then being able to go to Phoenix and have a chance. So I'm excited to get back. Obviously a lot has changed since then, cars and tires and 15 different aero packages and rules and you name it. So but regardless, looking forward to going and seeing what we got.
We've got another different short track package here this year. Obviously we're going to have a couple chances to check it out, obviously with Bristol, but that's kind of a one-off deal, Richmond. But where do you stand in terms of where the short track package is when we go to Martinsville?
I didn't think Phoenix was any different than Phoenix has been than the other trips. I to be candid, I mean, I told media this about in Phoenix, but I forgot that they did a change until we had our post-practice meeting and somebody brought it up in there, and I was like, oh yeah, they did something different. So that should tell you everything you need to know.
When we saw the tire fall off at Bristol, obviously that's kind of an outlier and almost an extreme situation, but what an ideal fall off is there going to be if we can get that at Martinsville?
Yeah, I think the first thing is understanding how we got to where we got at Bristol, because no one can give me that answer. So it's like, okay, well, until you – was that on the extreme side of things? Yes, it probably was. But if you left all things the exact same and we went back there tomorrow and the teams knew that was coming, I think it would fix a lot of it on its own. Whether you would set the car up differently, the drivers would drive the cars differently. And I think that's one thing that I've seen throughout my time being around the NASCAR thing, and even being a spectator, is we're really, really quick to jump the gun a little early, especially from Goodyear's standpoint, because they don't want to have failures and they don't want to get a black eye in the media. I understand that. But we also have to let the teams do what the teams do, and that's to get every bit of performance than they can get and live right there on the edge. So we got to have a consistent edge for them to find, and then let us adjust, let us adapt. And if we fail a tire, maybe that was our fault. Maybe that's not all on Goodyear. I do think Goodyear's put in a tough box. I've always stood on that side of the fence. Cars are really heavy. Sidewall is really small. We're asking a lot out of the tire. But the tire had wear. It was a good thing. It was a little extreme, yes. Is there some middle ground? Probably so. But we have to understand how we got there in order to know what knobs to turn to find some middle ground if necessary.
And depending on what we get, one thing is for certain, that notebook for Martinsville is critical, especially when we go back in the fall. So what do you guys look for in the spring race to help you looking forward?
Yeah, you just want to, I mean, you hope you have a good run. There's two sides of the coin, right? Like, one, you go there, and if you're really good as a company and things go really well, then you kind of are scared to mess with that. And sometimes that can get you a little bit behind because you didn't want to change anything. Sometimes you're almost better leaving some of those places and being like, dang, we really sucked. We should, you know, get outside the box or get outside our comfort zone and really, you know, make a, I feel like sometimes you make a much better effort because you're not scared to go in a different direction. So balancing that, I think, is really important. But you always want to be good everywhere you go, every week. So yeah, we'll get up there. Obviously, this season's still very young, and we'll go try it out and find out when we get done.
Thank you, Chris. Today's race, as we mentioned, the third short track race of the year. Good news for Chase. He's finished top eight in the other two.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Calling all nonprofit organizations, the NASCAR Foundation has great news. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like they aren't supposed to do that.
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
About NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
It's the fastest, most unpredictable speedway on Earth.
Talladega Super Speedway. It's not a place for the meek. There are no pleases and thank yous.
Oh, he gets tattooed!
It's not quiet, and it doesn't pretend to be. It's where anything is possible, and everything you've ever loved happens. All at once.
We're gonna get it!
NASCAR Weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, April 20th and 21st. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
From the Cookout 400, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Off of turn number four, white flag is in the air for Ryan Blaney, Eric Almirola, and Denny Hamlin. Ryan Blaney off two, final time.
Here he comes to the back straightaway. He's got a playoff berth and a championship four run in hand. Into turn three for the final time, it's Ryan Blaney.
To the bottom of the racetrack, off turn four, off the corner. He does have enough Sunoco fuel. Checkered flag is out. Ryan Blaney wins the Xfinity 500 at the Martinsville Speedway. Ryan Blaney and Team Penske, part of the Championship Four at Phoenix.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's what it sounded like 161 days ago. That Martinsville win would send Ryan Blaney into the Championship Four and eventually into the record books as the reigning NASCAR Cup Series champion. Welcome back to Martinsville Speedway. Counting it down to the Cookout 400. Like Ryan, Josh Berry and Todd Gilliland are winners here at Martinsville. Josh winning in the Xfinity Series. Todd getting his win in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Josh, Todd, and Corey LaJoy join us now to give us the keys to winning today's race. Brought to you by Progressive. See why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
White flag in the air. A grandfather clock awaits. Josh Berry looking for career win number one. Just a car length back is Noah Gregson.
Looking to take Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kelly Earnhardt Miller, and Junior Motorsports to victory lane for the first time in his career. career, Josh Berry on his way to victory lane at Martinsville.
On a Sunday in Martinsville, Cinderella story out of nowhere. Here's Josh Berry, checkered flag in the air.
Yeah, I think the keys to win at Martinsville, for one, is just patience, right? I think just staying patient throughout the race. There's going to be lots of opportunities to for different strategies and whatnot to put yourself up in the front. So I think you got to stay in the race and stay smart, keep defenders on it. And as for that, right, I think the big thing is we see more and more now there's a little bit more tire wear and fall off coming into these short track races, and just being able to manage that and hold your track position but keep your tires on it is going to be really important.
Up front, looking for the white, is Todd Gilliland.
Gilliland slides up the racetrack. Chastain is there. Is he going to massage that back bumper down into one? Chastain gets a run. He does. Up the racetrack goes Gilliland. They're side by side.
Harrison Burton now gets in and turns around that truck. Chastain will hold on to second. At the front of the field, looking for the checkered flag for the first time, is Todd Gilliland.
First time winner at Martinsville Speedway for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Todd Gilliland wins as they're piloted up in turn four. Christian Eckes spins around. Tanner Gray spins around. But it is Todd Gilliland headed to victory lane at the Paperclip.
For me, the keys to winning Martinsville. Martinsville is a really tough place to win at. Track-wise, it's relatively simple. It is long straightaways. You're right as close as you can get to the wall down the straightaway to give yourself as much of an angle to get down in the corner as you can. But then, it's pretty self-explanatory. When you get down to the corners, you just want to be as tight to that curb as you can without hitting it. Usually a lot of rubber gets laid down, and it even becomes more important to wrap the curb later on when the pay window opens to win that race at Martinsville. You have to have really good pit stops. Track position has been proven to be super important over the last few races there. So it really takes a full team effort, and let alone all the late race restarts, you usually have to survive at least a little bit of beating and banging there to take home the clock.
I feel like Martinsville is a place of all where, we say it a lot, especially at our camp, stacking pennies, right? But you're stacking pennies in terms of position retention, where if you start 20th, right, you get a spot or two the first run. You get a spot or two on pit road. You get a spot or two on the next restart, and you find yourself in the top 10, right? And then you're just trying to execute the restarts and trying to get yourself in position. But it's really easy to knock that stack over, right? You speed on pit road, you have a bad restart, and you can give it all back. So Martinsville's a place where you need to stack pennies in terms of position and then hold on to those things and don't give them back.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We're going trackside when we come back from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Welcome back to the Martinsville Speedway. Getting ready for the Cookout 400, third short track race of 2024. It is a beautiful day at Martinsville. Cloudless skies, 62 degrees right now. Drivers getting ready to be introduced to everybody before we turn them loose for 400 laps. Let's begin where we left off last week. At Richmond, Martin Truex Jr. was the class of the field. Led 228 of the 400 laps. Got tangled up in overtime. Did not get the win, but is regrouping and is going for his fourth Martinsville win this afternoon. He'll do it from the fourth position. Martin is with our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Yes, indeed. Martin down here getting ready to be reintroduced to the fans. Martin, he had such a good run at Richmond last week. Didn't get the win, didn't what you're looking for. Relatively speaking, how do you feel about your car here today compared to what you had last week?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to compare. You know, the tracks are so different. I thought yesterday our practice went okay. It wasn't exactly what we were looking for, but made a lot of adjustments overnight, and that's really the key to this game anymore. It seems like, you know, you kind of get close in practice, and you don't have much time to work on it, and you got to make the right adjustments for the race. So we'll see what our guys can come up with. They've been doing an awesome job with our Bass Pro Shops Camry, and hopefully it'll be as fast as last weekend, we can close the deal today.
This race, 400 laps, as opposed to 500, which we traditionally have ran here, do you notice the difference? And if you do, what does that mean to the race here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, just a little bit more urgency to keep that track position. And typically, for whatever reason here, that last 100 laps, the track always goes through a big transition. So I don't think we'll see that today. I think the track will be a little bit more consistent throughout the day than we're used to. But it's still going to change a lot. A lot of rubber went down yesterday. So it's going to be really tough to get your car working good and keep it working good all day long.
See what happens. Martin Truex Jr., he will roll from position number four here this afternoon. He's won three of the last nine races here at Martinsville Speedway. He's been awful good at this track.
And he's been awful good here in 2024, and that momentum is building and building. They opened up the season with a ninth in the Clash. Well, that doesn't pay points. They were able to come back, go 15th and 12th in the first two, and now in the last five, they've not finished worse than 10th. Martin Truex Jr. is on a roll. Let's talk to a driver that is showing some potential right now, and that potential came to light last week at Richmond. Today looks to be a good day for Josh Berry. He and Rodney Childers ran Richmond well. They're starting today well. We'll roll off in the seventh spot. Josh is with Kim Kuhn of Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, and Martinsville Speedway holds a special place for Josh Berry. He won his first Xfinity Series race here at the Paperclip. Now we talk Cup Series racing, your first start in the Cup car. I know you talked yesterday about how the cars are different, but you have been so strong on the short tracks this season. How optimistic are you guys today?
I feel really good. I thought we had a really good practice, aside from the issue with the roof hatch that we got repaired, but we qualified well. Really think we had a really good chance at the pole. Had a little bit of a slip in one and two. So feel like we just got to execute today. It's going to be a day about not making mistakes. Taking it as it comes. But I think we have a car that can win. I really do. I think that special things happen at Martinsville, right? So I've been a part of that a couple times. So I think there's you never know what could happen. But I think we have the car that can win today. And that's just a testament to everybody at Stewart Haas Racing, the job that Rodney and the whole four team have been doing. So we just gotta execute all day and be there at the end.
Temper Slayer at Martinsville, in terms of contact, what's okay and what isn't? What's the line?
Yeah, it's hard to say, right? It's all situational. And it takes a lot of give and take, right, like in this stuff. So I've been on the other side of that the last couple weeks. Hopefully we don't have that again. Hopefully we don't have that again this week, but I mean, you just gotta race hard. Track position's so important in this stuff right now that you can never let your guard down. And I don't know. I think there's gonna be contact no matter what when you come to Martinsville, but you always want to be on the good side of it.
That's Josh Berry coming off an 11th place finish last weekend at Richmond.
Let's transition to the outside of the front row. Bubba Wallace missed the pole position by 2/1,000ths of a second. Now, he started the season with 2 top 5s. Since then, 13th or worse. They're trying to correct performance, and they've got a great starting position to do it. Back to Steve Post.
Yes, indeed, and had a great performance last week at Richmond. Didn't get the results that he wants. Bubba Wallace did qualify in the second spot. Bubba, Josh Berry was just telling Kim Kuhn that Martinsville is a place where special things can happen. You've had a couple special moments here, winning a couple Truck Series races. What are you, what does this team, what does this car need to do to make something special happen here this afternoon?
Oh, that's a great question. I think just got to manage the car really well. And I think for me, I've always gotten the car where I'm comfortable. And I think I've talked about this last 2 weeks. Like, I need to get out of that comfort zone to be better. And so really leaning on the team, making sure I give the right feedback so they can adjust accordingly. But, yeah, I think it should be a solid day. I'm excited. Our McDonald's Toyota Camry's got a lot of speed. It's being talked about a lot, so that's good. So just got to step up to the plate now, clean it off, and go deliver.
Track position is critical every week. Martinsville's tough to pass. Notoriously, you have it. What types of things might you guys need to do, and how aggressive will you be to continue to maintain that position up at the front?
Yeah, you gotta be mindful of the track rubber, how much gets laid down, how it affects your balance. So we thought with cooler temperatures you wouldn't really see much rubber get laid down, but it laid down immediately in practice yesterday. So we'll see how that translates. So just gotta stay on top of it, make all the right calls. And keep your head on, right? Because passing here is basically non-existent. So just have to be patient and let it come to you.
Be patient, let it come to him. Bubba Wallace starts in the second spot here this afternoon.
Last week, Joey Logano finished in the second position at Richmond, and it was a much-needed boost for that team. They really have struggled. Joey's not won a race since last spring. This week, he'll roll off in the top 10. Matter of fact, he'll start in the sixth position this afternoon, and he is with our Kim Kuhn.
Yeah, Joey Logano down here talking with his teammates, Austin Cindric and Ryan Blaney. Joey, great finish last week. It feels like the team's finally kind of hitting their stride. Would you say that? And how much gain have you made in the last few weeks?
I think we're coming along. You know, building that momentum, it's a long way, right? You take the elevator down and the stairs back up, it seems like. So we're climbing it. I don't think we're all the way where we want to be yet, but starting to rack up some points again and move our way back up through the point standings and, you know, get ourselves in contention to win and at least talking about us in the winning picture there at the end. So, yeah, keep doing that, and eventually we'll get to show Pennzoil Mustang in the victory lane again.
With the introduction of the next-gen car here at Martinsville, now we see shifting. How much more physically demanding does that make this race for you?
This race is physically demanding because the tires don't fall off. You got to run so hard every lap to make a lot of speed, and you brought up the shifting, absolutely, that too. It's just you're pushing every lap where you used to kind of get, you know, kind of into a rhythm and you had to save your tires and be smart about it. Now it's Hammer City all the way.
Joey Logano has a streak of 9 top 10s at Martinsville, hoping to continue that here this afternoon.
And hoping to get his second win at the Paperclip.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
We just heard from Joey Logano and talked about how if he wins today, it will be his second Martinsville win. When we come back, we'll chat with the man that helped give him his first. Todd Gordon is on the way. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to Sonoma Racing Field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com. From the paperclip, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
White flag in the air. Truex now to the inside of Logano. Logano will battle back on the outside. Side by side. Wheel to wheel back into turn number one. Truex to the bottom of the racetrack. Try to get it done at the exit of two. He does. He pulls ahead of Logano. Truex to the lead as they hit turn three. One more try. Logano gets into the back. He shoves him up the racetrack.
Logano down to the inside. They touch. Truex goes sideways. Logano gets by. Here comes Denny Hamlin. He'll get second, but Logano gets the win. Man, that got physical coming off turn number four. They got together. Truex nearly went sideways. He held on for a third place finish, but Joey Logano is definitely going to play in Miami.
His crew chief, Todd Gordon, is here. Todd, you guys are going to Miami for a chance for the championship.
Yeah, 10-4. Awesome drive there at the end by Joey, and just great short track racing. Had a good car all day and got ourselves in position to take advantage, and now we're off to Homestead.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Ooh, man, that got the blood flowing that night. 5.5 years ago, Jeff Striegel, Dave Moody, Joe Moore, Winston Kelly describing a chaotic end to one of the more physical races here at Martinsville. And crew chief Todd Gordon was smack dab in the middle of it. NASCAR Live Race Day continues with a trip back to the tower. Todd, instead of being on pit road, will join us from the broadcast booth. Todd, welcome in. And I'll start by asking you, when you hear that call, when you flash back to that night 5.5 years ago, what are some of the mental snapshots that start popping for you?
The fact that I got our race car too tight on that last run. We'd been really good all race long. I made a low fuel adjustment on it, got him too tight, let Martin get outside of us. As you listen to that call, I was ecstatic when Martin cleared us off of two, because he put himself in a position where we could get to the bumper a little bit. Really a great race. The two of them had raced their guts out. Martin was really wrapping the top and doing good things. But that was the opening race of the round of the third round. That was the one that gave you 3 weeks to prepare for Homestead. That's the second most important race in NASCAR, is that race that opens the third round, and we got fortunate to win that one.
Well, speaking of that, we're coming back in November. That is the next to last race that will lead us to the championship race. How much paying attention? Crew chiefs always pay attention, but how deeper into the details will they get in the aftermath of this one, trying to assess what they had and what they didn't have for that November race that's coming?
Yeah, this is one that you'll definitely keep your notebook and you'll keep it fresh and you'll diagnose it. Martinsville is a place because it's our smallest little bullring short track. Aerodynamics doesn't play that big into here, so mechanical things do, and it seems like the organizations that figure something out of how to work around this place, it carries over. You can use that notebook. You can go back to it and build off of it with confidence. So this notebook, having a good day today and keeping up with what happens during the day as the track takes rubber, that's all things that you're going to want to have in the notebook to come back here for that cutoff race.
Well, you just said something very important, the track rubbering up. As we get set to start today, how has the track taken rubber so far this weekend, and what do you expect over the course of the 400 laps today?
Yeah, surprising. And as I walked through the garage, I felt like I talked to crew chiefs that were surprised as well. This racetrack, in the two 20-minute practices we had, the first group A out there, by the time we got 10 minutes into it, the racetrack actually had taken rubber. It was blackened up where the right side tires are. I talked to some that thought that there's an opportunity. This goes through a transition. It's white concrete right now. If it starts to take rubber, you'll see where the right side tires run get blackened up. And that changes kind of how it goes. And then the piece that we always looked at as crew chiefs was when we over-rubbered. When that rubber would build rubber on top of itself and then almost cake up, and you'd see it actually start to roll up off of the surface. When it got to that point, you really had to, you couldn't drive on it. You needed to cross over it. You saw guys diamonding the racetrack. You saw the second groove come in. That's the thing that I didn't think that we'd see this weekend. From what we saw in practice, I think there's a potential for this place to over-rubber and get really racy.
So we've got stage breaks at laps 80 and 180, and then, of course, the race ends. The scheduled end is at lap 400. What kind of strategy is laying out there for these crew chiefs? Can you tinker with strategy that much here?
Well, you look at it, and I like how you say it's scheduled to go to 400. That's well put. We've seen green-white checkered finishes here in extended overtime plays. Strategy pieces. I think, you know, when you look at it, your fuel windows, you know, is probably 175 laps. Looking at last fall, Eric Amarola made a two-tire call that got himself track position and hung on to it for quite a while. I'm sure a lot of crew chiefs used to take note of that from last fall. This tire is laying rubber down, but it doesn't seem to be wearing a ton. We're going to see some strategy pieces depending on how it's hard to pass here. So track position will be something we see play, and we'll see how that works through stages one and two. Definitely those two stages you can run without stopping. If they go green, I would expect it not to, but the one that's going to be curious is a caution with 20, 30 to go in stage two. That's going to be one that I think changes the race.
And that could turn the race upside down. Todd, excited to have you on the call today, my friend. We'll let you, Alex, and Jeff reconvene, and we'll head back to the booth shortly. We're headed trackside, though, when we come back.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Calling all nonprofit organizations. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Susie Armstrong. We are back at Martinsville getting ready for the Cookout 400. Hendrick Motorsports, should they win today, it'll be their 29th win at Martinsville. It's the 40th anniversary of Hendrick, and all the Hendrick cars are colored with ruby in them for today's race. Martinsville, very important. William Byron could be a driver that could give Hendrick that win today. If he'll do it, he's got to do it from the 18th starting position. Let's get his thoughts. He's with Kim Kuhn.
Yeah, William Byron down here. Lots of guests for Hendrick Motorsports. 1,500 people, in fact, here at the racetrack today to help celebrate their 40th anniversary. William's parents down here. We're going to let him take a little photo op with some of the guests of Hendrick Motorsports before we step in. An 18th pace qualifying effort. I know not where you want to start, but where's the car's long run speed? How do you feel about it on the long run?
Yeah, I felt really good about it. I mean, it's been probably a year since, or 2 years since we've had a car like this here. So felt great about the Exalta Chevy. Felt like we had really strong long run speed and good balance. Just a few little tweaks here and there. And just qualifying, we just missed. So I think we're learning there on what we need to do. But overall, feel really good about our car and just got to march forward. It's going to take a while, but we can get up there.
What's this weekend been like for you and the team? I mean, the 40th anniversary, so many guests here, such a special weekend.
Yeah, it feels like one of those, you know, big races. And, you know, being in the championship race last year and things of that nature where you have a little bit more emphasis put on it. For us, it's all about Hendrick Motorsports here. So, you know, I think it's just trying to go out there, have a good showing and give the boss, you know, a good run and try to get him a win.
That's William Byron here. He has one Martinsville clock in the Cup Series. We'll see if he can get another one.
Hendrick Motorsports and Martinsville Speedway, they go hand in hand. We'll see if they can capitalize, get their 29th. Let's talk to a driver that's trying to get his sixth Martinsville win today. Denny Hamlin comes into this race today full head of steam. He's won all the short track races, but he's not won at Martinsville in 9 years. This race in 2015 was his last. Let's get his thoughts as he gets set to buckle into his Toyota.
Denny, Mike Bagley just said you've won all the short track races this year, but he also said you haven't won here in a few years. What's your car like? What did you work on to get your car so you can add another win here at Martinsville today?
Yeah, I thought we had some improvements that we could make after practice. I think we did those. It kind of, the simulation says we hit all the spots right. So we'll see how it pans out, but I felt really good about my car yesterday in practice. I thought definitely we were top two or three cars, so I would have done a much better job as a driver in qualifying. We'd be a little better in eighth, but you know, this is going to be a slow grind today. It's going to be about not making mistakes and let the pit crew do their thing, and we'll find our way to the front but before the end of it.
Todd Gordon was just talking about rubber down on the racetrack. What does that mean from a driver's perspective? What are you going to be looking for as what this racetrack does over the course at the start and over the course of the run?
It changes a lot. I mean, that's a great point, is that this racetrack, especially it having sun on it today, the rubber will clump up in the middle of the groove. So you're going to have to either straddle it or you're going to have to run below it. And so there's no middle ground. Yeah. So you're going to have to move around. You're going to see some of the best cars moving around all day to avoid it. And, you know, you'll see under caution, we'll pick it all back up and start that process all over again.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it's a moving target for sure, and Denny Hamlin's ready to roll off. He'll start in the eighth spot and looking for another Martinsville clock. Kim Kuhn?
Chase Elliott had a fantastic qualifying effort. We'll roll off from the third position down here signing autographs from fans. Sun's out today. It's a lot hotter than it was yesterday. What's the expectation on what the track will do, especially taking rubber?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it opens up the opportunity to lay some rubber, which I think will be really nice. Anything we can do to promote getting out of the bottom groove and moving up the track, I think would be a good thing. So I hope that happens. I feel like our UniFirst Chevy was solid yesterday. I really liked some of the stuff that it was doing as it pertains to kind of some of the feel that I have noticed here late in a race. So I hope that's accurate. We'll find out. But beautiful day, ready to get going.
Another opportunity to see what the short track package is going to do with the new changes. Do you expect to be anything glaring here today?
No.
That's Chase Elliott. Again, roll off from the third position, Steve Post.
From one Chase to another, Chase Briscoe ready to roll off. Chase with 4 for 4 with top 10 finishes here in this generation of race car at Martinsville. So can we go for 5 and can we go even better than top 10 here tonight, Chase? How's your car?
Yeah, for sure. We've been really good here in the past, so we're going to try to have the same result today, just a little bit better. So, yeah, we've been, I feel like, super close to you know, taking a grandfather clock home. Just haven't been quite able to seal the deal. So, I feel like we have a really good car, you know, at least in practice. You never really know where it's going to stack up once we get going. But, definitely feel like if we do everything perfect today from an execution standpoint on pit road, restarts, all that, I definitely think that we'll be right there at the end competing. So we've got to try to capitalize on the speed we have and hopefully finally take that grandfather clock home.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Got a smile on his face. Chase Briscoe wants to take a grandfather clock home. Chase announced earlier this week that him and his wife will add not one, but two children, twins for the Briscoes. And he's hoping for twins and a grandfather clock.
And it was a surprise on the twins front. He tweeted out yesterday, Briscoe, party of five, coming soon.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
She is the track too tough to take.
The Lady in Black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall We Dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com.
Opening ceremonies are coming up. NASCAR Live has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Here's the starting lineup for the Cookout 400, brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 19.
David Starr, Houston, Texas.
Row 18.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Row 17.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Row 16.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Kaz Gralla, Boston, Massachusetts.
Row 15.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 14.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Row 13.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Row 12.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Row 11.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 10.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Row 9.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Row 8.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Row 7.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Row 6.
Ross Chastain, Alba, Florida.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th,
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Starting 9th,
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Starting 8th,
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Starting 7th,
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Starting 6th,
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Starting 5th,
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Starting 4th,
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Starting 3rd,
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Starting 2nd,
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
And starting on the pole,
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
That's the starting lineup for the Cookout 400.
It's time to wrap up the Spring Martinsville Triple Header, and we're about to do it with the Cookout 400. Racing action got started Friday night under the lights with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. It was Christian Eckes winning his second race of the year for McAnally Hilgeman Racing. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, they ran the Dude Wipes 250. Eric Almirola telling a story after he took the checkered flag that he's been waiting for that one for a long while, way back in 07 at Martinsville. Make that Milwaukee. He had to qualify the car for Denny Hamlin, had to get out. Denny got in the car and won, even though he was listed as, quote-unquote, the winner of record. He got a pure one yesterday. Who is going to go to victory lane today? Joe Gibbs Racing on the short list. Denny Hamlin is as well. Denny Hamlin has won all the short track races this year. Joe Gibbs Racing has led 70% of the laps raced on short tracks this season. But there are opportunities out there for others to capitalize. How will they do it? Let's go trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as you are able and remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Bassett High School Army Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here now to offer today's invocation, please welcome Rich Acres Christian Church Pastor, Tim Hunt.
Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to have the freedom to be in this place on a beautiful day to watch a great race. And Father, I want to pray protection over everyone that is here. I pray for the drivers to the concession stand workers, from the NASCAR officials to the first responders, both inside and outside of the track. And Father, as we cheer for different drivers and different teams, I pray that you would unite us as a people and as a nation. And we pray this prayer in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome the United States Army Training and Doctrine Command Seven Cities Brass Band.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
The NASCAR Cup Series is racing at Martinsville Speedway in Martinsville, Virginia today. Motor Racing Network on hand with live coverage of the Cookout 400. When we come back, we are headed to the tower with Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, and Todd Gordon, and the command is coming up as well.
Cookout in Martinsville. Fast service and fast cars. Awesome food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled, always fresh, never frozen. Best way to fill up is with a Cookout tray that includes an ice-cold fountain drink. And Cookout has over 40 fresh shake flavor options. Yummy. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Racing Electronics scanners allow you to listen in on uncensored audio from your favorite drivers, spotters, and crews the entire race. Hear team strategy with critical passes, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama. To learn more, visit them at racingelectronics.com. Be race ready. BRE equipped.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
For the 151st time, the NASCAR Cup Series is lacing up for a 400-lap battle at the Martinsville Speedway in